Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's episode, we're heading out to Meyer Grove in rural Stearns County to hang out with the Meyer Grove Band. It's a community band, mostly made up of the Meyer family, as is the town itself. But what makes this community band special is that it was just inducted into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame because of its endurance and its continual performances over the last 135 years. Yeah, I said 135 years. The Meyer Grove Band will be in St. Cloud on Tuesday, July 31st to play at the Paramount Theater, and they're hoping that you'll come down to help them pack the place. In today's installment, we're going to talk with three different generations, all of whom are still involved with playing in the band. So we'll start off with the youngest generation and talk with horn player and St. Cloud resident, Carrie Zwack.
So what's your name and how did you get involved with the band? How long have you been involved?
My name is Carrie Zwack, and I've been involved in the band since I was 12 years old. I got involved because my mom and dad were involved along with a good chunk of my mom's side of the family, including my grandpa, two great aunts, my uncle, and a bunch of cousins and distant cousins.
It seems to be the thing everybody's saying. At 12 years old, I joined the band. I've been hearing that over and over. So they like the tradition, as soon as you're 12, they throw an instrument at you and you go.
That's about it. About that time, that fifth, sixth grade, when you really pick up band in school, they, you know, well, you play an instrument now. You're coming along to rehearsal and you're playing. It's the way it rolls.
Well, I think you got to do that. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't think the band would have been around for 135 years.
That's exactly it. Yeah, we keep going because family comes in. But, yeah, the last couple of years we've really been thriving with just having a lot of fun, and that perception has come across. And we've recruited a lot of non-family members, which has been awesome as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying there are a couple of new people here tonight. So, you know, it's I was not sure what to expect for a crowd in here. But yet you just kept adding chairs and adding chairs and adding chairs. And then finally I counted, I'm like, there's almost 50 people here. So.
Yep, sometimes it can be hit or miss, but we've got a couple big concerts coming up, and I think people know that, so they've been making the effort to show up, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Kind of end of the year, end of the season type stuff.
So. Yep, definitely.
So do you guys keep in touch, like, over the winter and everything? You guys ever do, like, a winter concert or anything?
We haven't. We keep talking about it and brainstorming and doing more throughout the year. It gets a little tough with some of the schedules and some of the distance people travel, and the winter can be a little more problematic. But, yeah, we usually have a big end-of-the-year shindig where we play fun games like Hammerschlagen and people-sized foosball in the yard. And
Hammerschlagen, what's that?
It's where you get one swing per term at a nail in a tree stump. And you try to get it in as quick as possible.
Or oh, that's what that's called. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so we have a big end of the year party, and a good chunk of us keep touch via Facebook and social media, which is nice. The arts are important for how much it can grow community and just connect everyone across any kind of diversity lines and some of the challenges we face in the area. Just it's nice to bring people together from all walks of life and all areas to enjoy a good concert. So I invite you to come out, check out either the Meyer Grove Band or any other community band or any other piece of live music you can. Support your businesses that support live music.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, thank you much.
Great, thanks.
Was Carrie Zwack here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, St. Cloud resident and horn player for the Meyer Grove Band. And next, we're going to step back a generation, talk with her father, Gary Zwack. current leader of the band.
So, this is start off, and you can tell me who you are, and well, what do you do with the band?
Well, my name is Gary Zwack, and I am a director, non-blood relative, but married to Pat Meyer, who is Vern Meyer's daughter. And he was the past director, and so I've inherited the position after 35 years they let me do it, something like that.
Yeah, sounds like you got to put in a lot of experience before they let you have that.
Yeah, it's not easy. It was kind of tough because when you look at the rankings of the directors is like 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, and then 60 years, and then I'm coming in my 50s. I don't know if I got a shot at breaking the record.
Yeah, well, you never know. Yeah. So, I know, it's a pretty fun time tonight. Is that usually kind of what you're going for? I mean, you know, it's like this, I mean, it is a fun time. It was kind of, people were having fun.
That's why they keep coming back. You know, we try to do well at making music and quality performance type stuff. We don't do a lot of performances, but it's just a fun activity where we get to share an activity together, and then we have some camaraderie in between as well.
Now, how many of these folks are, would you call, like, professional musicians, or they make their living off of music? Probably not too many.
Not too many. We have probably seven former teachers or current teachers, 7 to 9, something like that, that are musicians, and they like to just come in and they don't have to worry about looking at the kid and know you push down this button and, you know, no, this is how you play that. I get to do that hard part, and then they just get to play.
Yeah. Right on. There's a neat story about the name of this town, about how it got spelled the way it did. You mind telling that story?
My understanding is that they sent a gentleman to St. Cloud from this area on a mission to register the town name, and apparently there were some watering holes, so to speak, between here and there, and the spelling got rather convoluted, so nobody really spells their name this way in the town.
A lot of Myers, but none that's spelled like that.
That's right.
Nice. So, somebody wanted more information on the Meyer Grove Band. Where would they look?
They can check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook presence and can certainly check us there. And we have information posted on our performances and practices and so on. We're kind of finishing up this season, but if you're interested in looking at it in the future, we certainly have room for more.
Great. How do you go about picking the music?
We have a lot of traditional music, some marches that are kind of turn of the century, 1900s, that have had a long stay within the band, and so we try to have some of those as we go along. And then with my experience of being a high school band director for a number of years, I come across music that I think might work well for this group, and so we've started to add a few different things in, added some vocal things in because we have some very good singers as well. We've had some featured soloists in the past, some people that come in with some pretty good chops, and so we try to feature them as well.
And how have you seen music change over the years? Not just with the band, but just music in general.
It's been interesting. I remember maybe 20 years ago when the electronic stuff was coming in, and we thought that, well, bands as we know them, the winds and percussion are done. You could walk into a studio and play one note, every note on your instrument, they would sample it and you were done. They paid you $150 and then they could make you sound like anything that they wanted to. We found that hasn't totally come to fruition. We still have a lot of live musicians, and we have a lot of people, I think, that just enjoy making music. And so that is maybe a more important aspect of what we do totally.
Yeah, I get in arguments all the time about the difference between like listening to, you know, like Spotify or Pandora or a live DJ. And yeah, it is that thing, it's the enjoyment of putting together a set. And I don't think a computer can do that.
Right.
So
we have the interaction of audiences too. I mean, there's something totally different there. Spur of the moment things. We had a couple tonight in rehearsals where, you know, you didn't have the expectation of what was going to happen, but you can laugh at yourselves and have fun with it, and that just adds to the levity of the whole experience.
So why do you think music is important? What does it do for the world, people's lives, stuff like that?
Well, it makes it worthwhile, you know. That's my business, and I tell you, I've had many students over the years that have come back to me and say, you know, thank you so much, not me specifically, but just being a teacher and music. And it said, literally, it saved my life. There were times where I didn't think I would make it through, and coming to band, choir, orchestra, whatever it might have been, changed their life for the better. And so they've been grateful in that, and they've continued to either participate or share that music, or at least share the love of the arts and what that can do to fulfill a person's soul.
Awesome answer. Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. Because I mean, the band's, this band has been in existence for 135 years.
Yeah.
Imagine there's a lot of that going on, you know, because, you know, this is middle of Stearns County. There's not much going on.
We did the Freeport Parade on Sunday, and there was two other community bands that were in that. We had the Albany Community Band and St. Martin. And, you know, they're still plowing away and playing and getting together in their small communities and playing music. And I know one of them was playing kind of 50s type music, and so they're getting some of that new age stuff in their repertoire as well.
Well, right on. Anything else you want to say about anything?
I just invite people that are out there that maybe had a horn and dusted off and check out one of the community bands. I know St. Cloud has a great community band, and we're available during the summers, or you can find some other opportunities to play as well.
Cool. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Today we're visiting the Meyer Grove Band, and we've just talked with Gary Joack, the current director of the band and only the fourth director out of the band's 135-year existence. And next up, we'll talk with the oldest generation of the Meyer family involved with this Minnesota Music Hall of Fame enterprise, one of whom can be heard singing right here.
We start off and everyone can just introduce themselves, and how long have you been with the band?
Vern Meyer. I have been with the band since I was 12 years old, so that would be 72 years ago, 71. And I joined when I was 12 years old. Been with it. I think I missed one performance
Just one performance?
One. One, yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's been a good ride. It's been very good.
How about you two? How long have you been with the band?
My name is Janice Meyer Iden. I was a Meyer that grew up in Meyer Grove, and I am Vern's sister, and I also joined when I was in seventh grade. That's when most of us joined the band. And then I left the vicinity after I married at age 21, and so I took about a 35 to 40 year break from here, and then I came back when they started doing more concerts. And so I've probably been with them the last 15 years for sure. And I love playing it, and it's just a fun gathering of people that we like.
Excellent.
Hi, and I'm Marie Meyer, also Vern's sister. And I started also when I was in the seventh grade. And this is my 58th year with the Meyer Grove Band. And it's been continuous.
So how did the band get its start?
There used to be a choir director at the parish here in town, and he started the first rehearsal had with the students at that time, and then it just slowly grew from there. And that was a Mr. Ortman? No. Oh, I can't remember his name. That's scary. And so that's how the band started, and they played every year. The one thing that really kept it going is the church had a procession in Corpus Christi in spring, and the band played for that procession around the cemetery every year since then, and we still do. We still do that. So that's how it came about, that we played every year since then, and we do now, and we have more members now than we've had for quite some time. So you want to add something, Janice?
Or? Well, the first director's name was Nicholas Bohnen, B-O-H-N-E-N. And he directed for about 10 years. And after that, it was our grandpa that took over, and after that was our uncle, and then Vern took it for a good 58 to 60 years, and now Gary's got it.
So how long exactly has the band been in existence?
Since 1883. Do the figuring.
135 years, you just made the sign.
Okay, all right, I haven't read it. So, okay, 135 years, yeah.
So how have you seen the band evolve over the years? How have you seen it changed?
Well, it's been, just a continuous progression of getting more members in it, having more events, more parades, more concerts, and typically we have 4 or 5 concerts a year, and we do 4 or 5 parades a year, and we're just a summer band. So we start in May and we end up in August.
We have a lot of students, college and high school, and the college students go back to school middle August, and so half of our band leaves. And so we usually are all through with our concerts and parades and everything by about the 10th of August. And so that's why we're strictly a summer program. And in the wintertime, we rest our lips. Mm. Yes.
And it used to be, the band used to be made up of members who lived here in Meyer Grove. They all lived here in Meyer Grove. And then as people moved away, then they wanted to come back and play. So we have people that have come back, or their grandchildren come back, or other people from a lot of different communities now have chosen to join us. And so that's what makes it really fun, too, a variety of people.
And they travel from quite a distance. Janice and I are from Braham, and that's a 2-hour drive to and from all rehearsals and performances practically. But we have people from Alexandria up to down to Hutchinson, Minneapolis, St. Cloud, Sauk Center, Osakis, West Union, and Melrose, Greenville, Spring Hill. So they come from all over, yeah. Some of them from very long distance.
If they enjoy playing,
they come.
They're invited. Right. Yes, right. They're welcome.
Yeah, it sounds like quite a bit of dedication there, too. It's something
it is.
That people really want to do.
Yeah, it sure is.
So what have some of your favorite moments been over the years? Any strange occurrences or just favorite little things?
Well, the one that really sticks out in my mind is last fall, we were invited to, and we were selected to join the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. And that was down in New Ulm. And we went down with about 25 members, and they treated us royally, and we had an excellent time. And it's quite an honor to be selected for that.
Another couple of things that have been stick out in my mind is our Germany trips that we went on. We did two of them so far, 5 years apart. And it was just a tremendous experience going to our homeland, actually, where our great-grandfather came from in Holdorf, Germany. And so that was a wonderful experience for many of us who had connections to that heritage.
So what have some of the challenges been over the years? Is there... And also, I guess, follow up with that, has there ever been a time when you thought that the band might end?
I think throughout the years, that was a thought, very much so. We were wondering whether we could get enough people together to play for this Corpus Christi thing. And some years, I think we had 12 people, 14 people, and then, well, it's a long story how we developed from just playing once a year. We played in a parade at the Greenville Barley Days, and then we played a few numbers after the parade, and some person from
Olivia,
yes, asked if we would consider coming down and playing for their celebration. And so we got together and rehearsed a few tunes and went down. And we played a short concert. They fed us sweet corn. And then we played in their parade. And we did that several years. And it just kept expanding from that, is where it developed into something that we play every summer now. So that's how that got started.
So a couple more questions. We'll need to get set up and everything. But what's your favorite music? What's your favorite kind of thing to play?
Oh, I think over the years it was marches. All sorts of marches. And now lately we are expanding into a little more of a variety, because that's a concert of marches is, it gets kind of old after an hour and a half. So we play a variety of tunes now, yes.
No, I like all the wide variety that we do, yep. And that's real fun, having a real wide variety of music.
And it's challenging enough, so I always have new things.
Well, it's going to be kind of, this is one of these easy little questions, but, gives you a chance to just kind of say anything you want. Why is music important? Why is this heritage of this band that's gone on for so long, why is this something that's kind of cool? Or just music in general, why is music in general important? What does that do for folks?
Well, music has always been important in our family. We used to sing a lot, and we played different instruments. Several of us learned how to play the piano, and I know Vern majored in music. My sister and I both minored in music. We used to do a lot of singing, especially at weddings. We have a lot of relatives, so we went to a lot of weddings, and at the receptions we would sing and harmonize, and that was just a lot of fun. And we also belonged to the choir here in the church.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you could, like out of eighth grade, there you were on the choir. It was just expected of you, if that's what you wanted to do.
And I continue to come back every Christmas Eve. I've been able to come back most years for the last 58 years. And have sung with the choir here in my room.
So what would you say to young musicians who are maybe just getting into it, or they've been into it for a little while and all that? Like, well, for instance, I interviewed the band Kanoi out of St. Cloud just recently. Now, they've only been at it for 50 years. What would you tell these youngsters?
Most of ours are high school players. That's where they learn to play. And if they play anywhere in that program, they're invited to come here. And we have them come over and play with us, and we have no auditions, so to say. You learn to play a lot just by coming, you know, and so.
And that it's a lifelong thing to learn to play an instrument, because here the three of us still are, you know.
There you go.
We're not young.
We're getting close.
No, it's just been such a positive thing and an enjoyable thing. That's why we do it.
Yep.
We just love it, and we love the people who are in it. And we've developed a real musical family here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, cool, thanks. I'll let you all get set up. And
very good, thank you.
And we've been speaking with Vern Meyer, Janice Meyer Iden, and Marie Meyer to wrap up this untold story of Central Minnesota and the Meyer Grove Band, celebrating 135 years of music, making the Meyer Grove Band the longest continually performing band in Minnesota. The Meyer Grove Band will be performing at the Paramount Theater in downtown St. Cloud on Tuesday, July 31st, beginning at 7:30 p.m. You can find ticket information at paramountarts.org or link to it off of our website at kvsc.org under the Area Events tab. For more information on the Meyer Grove Band, you can search for them on Facebook, but the town and thusly the name of the band has that interesting misspelling. It's spelled M-E-I-R-E and then Grove and then Band, but that's how you find them for more information. And more information can be found on our website at kvsc.org under the podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab, and then the link to this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, reminding you to dust off that old instrument of yours, or whatever it was, that you used to do artistically that maybe you've put aside, and come back and join the artistic community, because you need it just as much as it needs you. The Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It's been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.